Nolte, Media Hide Fact: More people question Donald Trump's legitimacy than Joe Biden's. By John Nolte on January 4, 2022. If you are stupid enough to still trust the corporate media, you're currently under the mistaken impression the whole idea of questioning the legitimacy of an elected president is a new and scary phenomenon, a real threat to our democracy. After all, there's a huge swath of people who refuse to accept his fraudulency and see Joe Biden as legitimately elected. But what our lying and hopelessly corrupt media refuse to disclose is that an even larger number of people refuse to accept former President Trump as legitimately elected. The Washington Examiner's Byron York compared two polls, both from the same pollster, both asking the same question about presidential legitimacy, and discovered something very interesting. Just look at the latest poll from the Washington Post and the University of Maryland. The pollsters asked this simple question: regardless of whom you supported in the 2020 election, do you think Joe Biden's election as president was legitimate, or was he not legitimately elected? 69% of respondents said Biden's election was legitimate, while 29% said it was not legitimate. Compare that to a poll from the same group with the same wording in October 2017. 8 months into Trump's presidency, regardless of whom you supported in the 2016 election, do you think Donald Trump's election as president was legitimate, or was he not legitimately elected? Back then, 57% said Trump's election was legitimate, while 42% said it was not legitimate. Emphasis original. So today, more people, 69%, agree that Biden was legitimately elected than believed the same about Trump. 57%, at about the same time in their respective presidencies. What's more, during this so-called crisis of democracy, only 29% say Biden was not legitimately elected, while 42% said the same in 2016. But as I'm sure many of you recall, the only crisis in democracy the media talked about during the Trump presidency was Trump himself, who the media deliberately smeared as a Russian spy. You see how this works? When it's their guy, when it's the media's choice, we have a crisis in democracy. But when it's not the media's choice, the media lie and lie and lie. For example, Russia collusion hoax, to undermine the president's legitimacy in order to manufacture a crisis in democracy. The establishment media is nothing less than a lying, left-wing propaganda machine, and it's good to see the American people catching on to this. Trust in the media and the ability of these godless liars to sway public opinion has never been worse. But the bottom line is this: there is zero evidence Trump cheated to win in 2016. But all the shenanigans that helped push Biden over the top in 2020 are very real. Election laws were illegally changed. There was no chain of custody of mail-in ballots. Thousands of absentee votes were counted in Wisconsin that should have been tossed out for lack of an address. I don't know if the games the Democrats played in 2020 were enough to change the election outcome, but the fact we don't know is a bigger threat to our democracy than all this fake media outrage over people questioning what is a questionable outcome. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.